This is the reading for November 14th. Hosea chapter 13. People used to fear the tribe of Ephraim. They were important people in Israel, but they sinned by worshiping Baal, so they must die. But they still keep on sinning more and more. They make idols of their silver, idols that are cleverly made, the work of a craftsman. Yet the people of Israel say to each other, "Kiss those calf idols and sacrifice to them." So those people will be like the morning mist. They will disappear like the morning dew. They will be like chaff blown from the threshing floor, like smoke going out a window. I, the Lord, have been your God since you were in the land of Egypt. You should have known no other God except me. I am the only one who saves. I cared for them in the desert where it was hot and dry. I gave them food and they became full and satisfied. But then they became too proud and forgot me. That is why I will be like a lion to them, like a leopard waiting by the road. I will attack like a bear robbed of her cubs, ripping their bodies open. I will devour them like a lion and tear them apart like a wild animal. Israel, I will destroy you. Who will be your helper then? What good is your king? Can he save you in any of your towns? What good are your leaders? You said, "Give us a king and leaders." So I gave you a king, but only in anger. And I took him away in my great anger. The sins of Israel are on record, stored away, waiting for punishment. The pain of birth will come for him, but he is like a foolish baby who won't come out of its mother's womb. Will I save them from the place of the dead? Will I rescue them from death? Where is your sickness, death? Where is your pain, place of death? I will show them no mercy. Israel is doing well among the nations, but the Lord will send a wind from the east coming from the desert that will dry up his springs and wells of water. He will destroy from their treasure houses everything of value. The nation of Israel will be ruined because it fought against God. The people of Israel will die in war. Their children will be torn to pieces and their pregnant women will be ripped open. Hosea chapter 14. Israel, return to the Lord your God because your sins have made you fall. Come back to the Lord and say these words to him. Take away all our sin and kindly receive us, and we will keep the promises we made to you. Assyria cannot save us, nor will we trust in our horses. We will not say again, "Our gods," to the things our hands have made. You show mercy to orphans. The Lord says, "I will forgive them for leaving me, and I will love them freely, because I am not angry with them anymore. I will be like the dew to Israel, and they will blossom like a lily, like the cedar trees in Lebanon. Their roots will be firm. They will be like spreading branches, like the beautiful olive trees and the sweet-smelling cedars in Lebanon. The people of Israel will again live under my protection. They will grow like the grain. They will bloom like a vine, and they will be as famous as the wine of Lebanon. Israel, have nothing to do with idols. I, the Lord, am the one who answers your prayers and watches over you. I am like a green pine tree. Your blessings come from me. A wise person will know these things, and an understanding person will take them to heart. The Lord's ways are right. Good people live by following them, but those who turn against God die because of them.
The book of 1 Timothy.
My name is Paul. My faithful son in Christ Timothy is in Ephesus, and I want to instruct him in the organization of churches. My purpose is to encourage him to stand firm as a soldier of Christ. He is to receive instruction on securing elders, deacons, and deaconesses of good character and proper qualification for their offices.
Chapter 1.
From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the command of God our Savior in Christ Jesus our confidence, to Timothy, a genuine child in faith, goodwill, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, our yours. When I was going to the province of Macedonia, I encouraged you to stay in the city of Ephesus. That way you could order certain people to stop teaching false doctrine and occupying themselves with myths and endless genealogies. These myths and genealogies raise a lot of questions rather than promoting God's plan, which centers in faith. My goal in giving you this order is for love to flow from a pure heart, from a clear conscience, and from a sincere faith. Some people have left these qualities behind and have turned to useless discussions. They want to be experts in Moses' teachings. However, they don't understand what they're talking about or the things about which they speak so confidently. We know that Moses' teachings are good if they are used as they were intended to be used. For example, a person must realize that laws are not intended for people who have God's approval. Laws are intended for lawbreakers and rebels, for ungodly people and sinners, for those who think nothing is holy or sacred, for those who kill their fathers, their mothers, or other people. Laws are intended for people involved in sexual sins, for homosexuals, for kidnappers, for liars, for those who lie when they take an oath, and for whatever else is against accurate teachings. Moses' teachings were intended to be used in agreement with the good news that contains the glory of the blessed God. I was entrusted with that good news. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord that He has trusted me and has appointed me to do His work with the strength He has given me. In the past, I cursed Him, persecuted Him, and acted arrogantly toward Him. However, I was treated with mercy because I acted ignorantly in my unbelief. Our Lord was very kind to me. Through His kindness, He brought me to faith and gave me the love that Christ Jesus shows people. This is a statement that can be trusted and deserves complete acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the foremost sinner. However, I was treated with mercy so that Christ Jesus could use me, the foremost sinner, to demonstrate His patience. This patience serves as an example for those who would believe in Him and live forever. Worship and glory belong forever to the eternal King, the immortal, invisible, and only God. Amen. Timothy, my child, I'm giving you this order about the prophecies that are still coming to you. Use these prophecies in faith and with a clear conscience to fight this noble war. Some have refused to let their faith guide their conscience, and their faith has been destroyed like a wrecked ship. Among these people are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan in order to teach them not to dishonor God.